Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jove, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Singer Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is In the Grip of Fear. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
We welcome us back for today's broadcast, and I thank you, the presenter. Just like the topic, In the Grip of the Fear, In the Grip of Fear. I will first of all define fear, which is like emotional response. Fear can be defined as an emotional experience in anticipation of some specific pain or danger, usually accompanied by a desire to flee or fight. I want to repeat so we can just get this thing clear. Fear is an emotional experience in anticipation of some specific pain or danger, usually accompanied by a desire to flee or fight. Fear can be a sudden attack of something like anxiety caused by real or possible danger, pain, illness, poverty, whatever experience. Having said this, I would like to make a difference between fear and worry, because sometimes we always misuse fear and think when we are worried, we are being fearful. But that is not the same. Fear is different from being worried. We can divide worry for something that is not real. I will clarify myself. When somebody is getting employed and there is rumor that the company is trying to downsize due to economic situation, an employee can be worried, thinking he's going to lose his job. But guess what? It's just a rumor that the company is wanting to undergo downsize. It's not being told that you are going to be laid off or this is what we are going to do. But the news of uncertainty is now enslaved, imprisoned the employee. Now, he developed an anxiety, emotional, negative, which can be cause some danger or which can just affect his performances. And guess what? The news that such an employee heard might not even happen at all. Probably, the company might even resuscitate it. And instead of laying off the employee, they started hiring again. That is worry. But when we talk about fear, fear is a real danger. It could be physical, it could be spiritual, but it's an emotional, which is being experienced. Let us use that, mindful of that word. Fear is emotional experienced in anticipation. While worry, you don't experience it. It's about unknown. It is something that you do not have, you cannot even divide. For instance, in a village, a lion was caged. Everybody knows this lion is being caged. The presence of lion in the cage does not warrant any fear. Though we have different kind of fears. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm just trying to emphasize or in the grip of fear, which I'm going to establish in the Bible, and trying to expose us how this phenomenon, emotion, can be controlled. And guess what? Just like the definition, it is being experienced, it is painful, it is very dangerous, it is very catastrophic. Sometimes you might not be able to, even the intellect might deprive you of your ability to avoid it. Why worry is a serious anxiety for something that is not specific, but it's just like a hearsay. Back to that story. And the just of a sudden, in one day, you encounter a caged lion being loosed face to face, and it's running toward somebody. It's very hungry. Everybody knows what lion can do to a harmless person. In that scenario, a person that is facing a dangerous lion is in a state of, in the grip of fear. The fear is physical because the lion is coming. The lion doesn't come to play. Unlike worry, it's a hearsay. Fear is an experienced emotion. For instance, there is a letter of foreclosure, and you have no money, and there's no way you can get money. You don't have to afraid of that, because the intent of foreclosure does not mean your house being foreclosed. But worry can paralyze somebody's thinking. You know, when we talk about characteristics of the fear too, they have some characteristics the same thing with worry. But both these emotions are not good, because worry can cause people to go insane gradually, where fear can distort people's perspective and can cause heart attack. Fear can take someone's life, and it can make us a defeated person. But like I told you, I don't want us to just have a misconstrue about fear and being worried. God, in His infinite mercy, want us not to be afraid of evil one as long as we put our trust in him. I'm not preaching, we are just trying to emphasize kind of emotion that we go through as a human being. God is creator of all things, seen and unseen. I want to establish this broadcast in the Word of God, the Scriptures, so as to let us to emphasize my definition of fear. Just like I said, an emotional experience. Fear is an emotion. Worry is an emotion. We have different kind of fear, but I don't want, I can give you small, like we call it phobia, whatever it is, fear of height, fear of dark, fear of this thing, but I'm talking about the real fear, which is now the real fear in the grip of fear. Worry is just like our anxious. We can be troubled in our mind of what can happen. Worry always tends to tomorrow, future. What if this thing happened? What if I can do this? What if that thing can happen? What, you know, is like expectation and thinking that what if. But when you come to fear, like that definition said, you've been experienced it. It's not what if, it is physical. It is what you've been experienced. And the anticipation that you have is very painful and it's very dangerous. And that what is your thinking is either to engage, to fight it, or to run. All this true thinking is not of God, it's not of the Scripture. I want you to, if you listen to this broadcast, if you tune in, you can see when I read. I want to read the book of Exodus, chapter 14. I want to read from verse 10 to verse 15. Exodus, chapter 14. Verse 10, maybe I'll read from verse 10 to 15 or to 16. Exodus 14, verse 10. I'm reading from King James Version. He said, "And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes. And behold, the Egyptians are marched after them. So they were very afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness." You see, what the experience of fear can cause in humanity. Fear can frustrate destiny. Fear can defeat destiny. Fear distorted the vision. Fear can silence war against soul and purpose, ties on someone's arm. It can cripple human soul. You will see what the Israelites were experiencing right now is not about worry. The Bible said they look behind, they saw the Egyptians. And guess what? They were coming after them. It's not like they had the rumor that the Egyptian army is now trying to pursue them. They see this army and they are powerless. And in front of them, there was Red Sea. But you will see what faith, F-A-I-T-H. Because when I'm trying to tell us when we are in the grip of fear, absolutely there is nothing within our strength that we can do that can succumb fear except the grace of God, which we can just exercise through our faith in God. And this just make me to just define, we have different definition of faith, but I just said faith can be unquestioning belief in God. It could be complete confidence or trust. Unquestioning belief in God. Complete confidence or trust. You will see unquestioning belief now in response of one leader when the people are being fearful. There's no doubt in me. Moses too was in fear, but his faith subdued fear, because when somebody is engaged, a lion, an armless person, there's no way you can think you can defeat lion except by the grace of God. The only thing is either to succumb and let the will of God be done. It's not the nature taking its course. Just like some scientists will tell you that, let nature take its course. Nature will not take its course on encountering with an hungry lion, with somebody that is powerless. Just like the Israelites looked behind and saw their enemy pursue them, not to negotiate it, because what fear does is either to terminate our destiny or to render us inactive, to enslave us back to the original of our uselessness. But you will see one key, the weapon that we can use to fight the fear. Just like the definition said, he said, an emotional experience in anticipation of some specific pain or danger, usually accompanied by desire to flee or fight. Desire to flee or fight is a desire. In some scenario, if you think you want to run, if you think you can outrun lion, so be, try. If you think you can fight, so be. Mm-hmm. Just like a deer wanted to fight a leopard. But we see what that does, which is unquestioning belief in God, or complete confidence or trust. Verse 13. And Moses said to the people, I repeat, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. One thing, the key thing, is that we don't want this emotion to control our life. And that is the word Moses was saying to these people. Do not be afraid. You will see the faith taking place. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptian whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. You can see what fear can do. What this emotional feeling can cause in the life of believer, and how to counteract it with faith. These are objective. You know, fear, emotional experience, you are experiencing it. It's not like people want to talk to you that, hey, you have to do this and that. No. Moses just told them, do not be afraid. And the word, do not be afraid, has no effect, ordinarily. There is power in the word, but for somebody experiencing emotional fear, which is in the grip, ordinary word, do not solve the problem. Just like this philosopher said, you cannot solve a problem created at the same level. You have to move to the next level above that problem. When someone is in the grip of fear, this is real danger. Then you have two options, and it's a desire too. It's either you want to flee or you want to fight. In the scripture that I was just using to just explain this thing, we find out that the Israelites, even these two options, divide the logic. There's no way to run, to hide. And there is no power to engage this emotion, which is fear. The only power, the weapon, just like I just said in the previous time, like when the Bible said, though we walk in flesh, but we do not war according to flesh. For our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. You know, that mighty in God is a revelation. What is mighty in God? It's not the prayer that is mighty in God. Because you do not, if you don't pray the will of God and the word of God, it has no effect. It's not your church that you attend that is mighty in God. It is not complaint that is mighty in God. Even it is not our logic that is mighty in God. It's not reason that is mighty in God. Then what is mighty in God? And that is His word. What the Bible said, you honor His word more than all His name. And the Bible said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and God was the word. And in the beginning, you see, God used His word to create everything. So, if you got the revelation of the word of God, you have an indomitable weapon that no enemy in the physical, in the spiritual, can just stand. You can't blame these people. We cannot fault these people for being very afraid. For it is not a sin. However, the sarcastic remark to Moses that there were no graves in Egypt show a lack of faith. You know, like I just said. The only response that moves God is not your fasting or prayer, is the faith in it. And this is what Moses used when they were in the grip of fear. And that is what I just read in that Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. When I start from saying, you see, the word of faith. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still. That is, if you believe God, just like a divine faith, unquestionable belief, when you are in the grip of fear, just like Daniel was sent into den of lions. What power does he have? But he did not argue with them. He just had unquestioning belief. And that is why we should even have this faith to confront our fear, this evil emotion. And guess what? It was after Moses' response, address to confront this emotion, then the Lord speak. You see that one in verse 15. And the Bible says, and the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. That is to say, you might go through, you might see some problem, but you are not defined by that problem. The circumstances that you are going through right now does not define your destination. But if we do not accept in God, then that may make us the victim of the circumstances. Fear is not necessarily a sin, but your response or your action to that emotion determine the state of what you are. Being made mistake has nothing to do with your destination. Making mistake is an opportunity for God to allow you to retake and to take right in the grip of fear. I will advise us on this broadcast, because it's a limited time, that the only key of weapon that we have to overcome this fear is faith in God. To end this broadcast, I have one oracle that I want to read. As of recent, there was a news in California, in United States, where people were surprised recently when a shark dropped out of the sky and landed on the fairway. This shark weighed about 2 pounds. 2 pounds. The young fish had been plucked from the ocean by a boat. We dropped in mid-flight. The shark was bleeding from the boat's lungs, but when water released him into the ocean, he swam away as though nothing had happened. We never know what a day will bring. We try to get along swimmingly with everyone. Yet, in an instant, we can be snatched from our comfort zone, wounded without warning, clawed by an enemy, and dropped into the rocks. But the same God who cares for the birds and eagles, we care for you. The Bible says to trust him, seek his wisdom, and fall asleep each night without fear. Yes, you will lie down and your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden peril. Fear may fill our world, but it doesn't have to fill our heart. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please be sure to tune in for another broadcast on March 17, 2013, on which the topic will be Philosophy of Justice. That will be at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Clocks will be an hour ahead then. In 2 weeks after that, it will be March 31st, which will be Easter Sunday. There will be no broadcast on that day. Thank you, and may God bless you.